The Czech Republic has only had two presidencies so far in the course of its membership in the European Union. The first Czech presidency in 2009 was complicated by the fall of the government when a caretaker cabinet had to step in and complete it. The country's second stint at the helm of the European Union in 2022 was much more successful, and Czechia won a lot of praise for its performance. So how did the Czechs earn it? That's the focus of the final installment in our five-part series, Czechs in the European Union. And I'm joined in the studio by Viktor Daněk, Deputy Director of the Europeum Institute for European Policy.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome, Viktor. Viktor, the Czech Republic took over the presidency at a very difficult time. In February of 2022, war broke out on the European continent when Russia invaded Ukraine. The European Union member countries pitched in to help the embattled country, and member states had to deal with the side effects of the war, an ensuing refugee wave and soaring energy prices, among others. You followed all this in Brussels as a correspondent for Czech radio. How did this development affect the Czech presidency?
Well, politicians, diplomats, government experts and others have to prepare presidency a long time ahead. So did Czechs, of course, but the Russian aggression was a turning point. It was a breaking point, I would say even, because it changed everything. The first hit took the French presidency, but then it was Czech who actually took over the council, and it was in a situation that was unprecedented, as a diplomat said to me at that time. A lot of political priorities and preparations, they had to throw it into the bin and start over. It was quite visible, I would say, but in the official start of the presidency in Litomyšl in eastern Bohemia, Prime Minister Petr Fiala was convinced that Czechia will manage in this very tough situation.
Přebíráme předsednické žezlo s pokorou.
We take up the presidential scepter with humility and a determination to maintain continuity. I firmly believe that the Czech Republic will build on the French successes and live up to its commitments for the benefit of Europe and its citizens. We are living through difficult times, but I am convinced that just as we have managed the past crises, we will manage them this time too.
Minulé krize, tak si dovedeme poradit i s těmi současnými problémy.
Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala taking over the presidency of the European Union. Viktor, what were the main tasks awaiting the Czechs in Brussels when they took over?
The main task was to keep European Union united. It might sound as a very simple thing, but in practice we saw that it was quite difficult. Mainly because of Hungary, that repeatedly tried to block measures, for example, sanctions against Russia. It also for some time blocked a financial aid for Ukraine. And also Czechia had to manage a crisis in energy sector with high prices. And a lot of the solutions on the table were not supported by an influential member states. For example, Germany resisted for some time the price caps on gas on markets. And furthermore, Czechia also inherited a lot of legislation from other presidencies that were quite sensitive and where it was necessary to finish them. For example, the whole package of climate measures known as Fit for 55.
It's needless to say the Czechs had to hit the ground running when they took over the second time round and convene a number of extraordinary ministerial meetings also to address all the problems that emerged. Where did they succeed and what did they fail to achieve?
Czechia successfully negotiated support for three sanctions packages against Russia. It also managed to finalize three packages of measures in energy sector. That were quite important because in the end of the presidency, the energy prices were actually the lowest from the beginning of war in Ukraine. It also managed to find a solution in this spat with Hungary about the European funds that were blocked. and it managed to provide or negotiated support for another loans to Ukraine. And let's mention also that Czechia negotiated more than 30 legislation proposals, including majority of climate legislation. But there were also obviously things that weren't successful. For example, the most important one I would say was the attempt to negotiate a Schengen area enlargement, which was not successful. It was Romania and Bulgaria that wanted to enter, and they managed to do that only this year. And I would mention also one thing, and that was communication towards Czech public, where I think that there was huge potential to use this presidency that was eventually not used so much. But the recognition of Czech successes was quite positive, not only in Brussels, but also elsewhere in Europe. For example, the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen praised Czechia in the following way.
We always thought that Czechia is amazing, and the last six months proved that in any respect. You even are amazing when you are the presidency of the European Council. But this country has even much, much more virtues.
And I also like a quote from the Vice President of European Commission, Frans Timmermans, who in the occasion of last press conference in Brussels said that Václav Havel always said that he dreamed about time where terms like East and West would be just empty words. And according to Frans Timmermans, Czechia managed to prove that it is indeed an empty word.
High praise indeed. Viktor, to sum up the presidencies, in the introduction we spoke about the problematic first Czech presidency, which was complicated by the fall of the government. How will the second Czech presidency be remembered in Europe?
Well, it is a sad fact that presidencies are always forgotten over time, most of it at least. But there are some unique moments, some historic moments that are in our collective memory, even though the presidency ended. For example, when we talk about the first Czech presidency, there is an important initiative called the Eastern Partnership that exists still until today. And in case of the second presidency, the recent one, it was the historic first summit of practically all European countries except Russia and Belarus. That was held in Prague Castle in the initiative of French President Emmanuel Macron, and that actually created a tradition that continues until today. But I think that the most important thing about presidencies is a possibility to realize how influential one member state can be in forging the whole direction of the European Union, and not only in time of a presidency.
Viktor Daněk, Deputy Director of the Europoem Institute for European Policy, has been my guest in this five-part series, Czechs in the European Union, which we're broadcasting on the occasion of the European Parliament elections. Thank you very much for coming, Viktor.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.